In the name of God, the most beneficent, the merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Wilayah News Network, a news roundup in which we will take a look at news sources around the world as they pertain to Muslims around the world, the Muslim Ummah. We'll start with CNN. It seems that the Iran election section of CNN is no longer up. Ah, poor CNN. All their dreams, all their aspirations have come to naught as they are left to report on the death of Michael Jackson and Obama's vow to help gays and lesbians. How noble a man he is. CNN, it seems that you value Iranian lives more than Iraqi. 19 Iranians have died in the past week while 250 Iraqis have died. You don't have the guts or integrity to report that 250 civilians have died in a country that your country controls, yet you are so worried about 19 Iranian deaths, of which more than half were pro-Ahmadinejad supporters and police who were shot down by unknown assailants. Let's not forget that the U.S. Congress appropriated $400 million for the specific purpose of causing unrest in Iran. CNN, a democratically elected government was overthrown in a coup in Honduras, but because the government is leftist, you chose to ignore that story. Interesting. Right in your own backyard. And you claim to care so much about democracy. What happened? Another example of the hypocrisy and pro-Zionist editing of CNN. Avram Berg, a former speaker of the Zionist entity's parliamentary body, the Knesset, is widely quoted as saying that the Zionist entity will soon end. Here's the exact quote. Here's the exact quote. He says, and I quote, "It can't work." The Zionist entity, that is. "It can't work anymore. To define the state of Israel as a Jewish state is the key to its end. A Jewish state is explosive. It's dynamite." End quote. Now, can you imagine if Ali Larijani, the speaker of the Iranian Majlis, its parliament, declared that the Islamic Republic won't survive and it can't work? CNN would be all over this. It would be gleefully reporting it. CNN, how long are you going to cover for the Zionist entity? Here's another interesting example of CNN's bias and pro-Zionist bent. For about a week, CNN gleefully reported that Agha Rafsanjani, the head of the Guardian Council, a body, by the way, that has the power to remove the Wali-e Faqih, the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. For a week, they reported that Agha Rafsanjani was against Ayatollah Khamenei, and he was leading the reform movement, etc., etc., and all this stuff. And then again, Rafsanjani just came out and gave a speech about a few days ago in which he said that the protests in Iran and the deaths that occurred, the hands of foreign elements were in those deaths, and that the American involvement was clear. Again, shoddy, amateurish stuff that you like to call journalism, CNN. It's been exposed once more. Now, never mind the fact that a current sitting prime minister of the Zionist entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, is on record as having said that the tragedy of September 11, 2001 was a good thing. Here's the exact quote from Haaretz, a very prominent Zionist publication. He says, and I quote, "We are benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq." Can you imagine if Ahmadinejad said that September 11th, 2001 and the tragedy that occurred on that day was good, beneficial for Iran? CNN, how long are you going to cover for the Zionist entity? Why can't you be fair and impartial in your news reporting? When are you going to stop this joke that you call journalism? It's amazing. It just boggles the mind.